Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit has man of all his labor in which he labors under the sun? One generation goes, and another generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goes down, and hurries to its place where it rises. The wind goes toward the south, and turns about to the north, it turns about continually in its course, and the wind returns again to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, to the place where the rivers go, there they go again. All things are full of weariness, man can't utter it, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been long ago, in the ages which were before us. There is no remembrance of the former generations, neither will there be any remembrance of the latter generations who are to come, among those who will come after. I the preacher was king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. It is an intense travail that God has given to the sons of man to be exercised with. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and, look, all is vanity and a striving after wind. That which is crooked can't be made straight, and that which is wanting can't be numbered. I communed with my own heart, saying, look, I have gotten myself great wisdom above all who were before me in Jerusalem, yes, my heart has had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly, I perceived that this also was a striving after wind. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.